Welcome to History in Minutes for the 5th of August 2025. Our target this week is upcoming films. Welcome back to the show, and this is History in Minutes official 1 month anniversary, so happy to us. Now, today we're looking at upcoming films, not new films that have been recently released like we did a couple of weeks ago. This is stuff that's sight unseen by the public. A couple of housekeeping things before we jump into the fun. We are transitioning. I'm not transitioning, but History in Minutes is moving over to its own channel. The show has been actually really successful, and we think it's worthwhile to brand History in Minutes as its own show, different from the Crowd Talks channel that it's currently on. So it will have its own channel. Now, that will be happening by the end of August, and we'll update you with the links as we get them. In the next couple of weeks, we will start to move our old content over to that new channel. And then by the end of August, start of September, the new content will be going on the new channel exclusively. Now, first on our list is the upcoming Nuremberg. This stars Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon. This is due for release in November 2025. The teaser trailer just dropped on YouTube, so you can check that out. It's an upcoming American historical drama film based on the 2013 non-fiction book called The Nazi and the Psychiatrist by author Jack L. High. It follows a psychiatrist, Douglas Kelly, who's played by Rami Malek, and is challenged when determining if Hermann Göring, who Russell Crowe plays, is fit to stand trial at the Nuremberg trials. If you know nothing about the Nuremberg trials, here's a quick summary. At the end of World War II, the Allies were resolved to put on trial alleged Nazi war criminals. They did so and selected the town of Nuremberg to conduct the trials. There were a few reasons for that. Probably the main one was that the Nuremberg courthouse was one of the few large non-destroyed courthouses remaining in Germany at the end of World War II. There was also a fair bit of important symbolism around holding the trials at Nuremberg as well. I'm not aware of this author, Jack L. High's work. I'm vaguely aware of the psychological testing and evaluation process that occurred with the Nuremberg defendants. I didn't get a bad vibe from the trailer. I suppose I'm more a bit jaded by the sheer number of World War II era films that have been coming out recently. It seems to be a period that draws a lot of attention to filmmakers. Maybe it's for economic reasons that you can, you know, have to build, you know, sets that fit the historical period, or, you know, costume issues are less of a problem. Next on our list is King and Conqueror. It's an upcoming historical drama television series created by Michael Robert Johnston for BBC One, starring James Norton as Harold Godwinson and Nikolai Coster-Waldau as William the Conqueror. And for all those medieval fanboys and fangirls, this one could be a good one. I actually started to feel like reaching for my ancestral sword after watching this trailer. As you may know, William the Conqueror is actually King William I of England, who is sometimes said to be the first King of England. It's due for release on August 24, 2025. So you better get it on your to-watch list quickly, because it's only a couple of weeks away. Not sure, though, what streaming service in Australia may carry it, though. Our next selection is Orphan. And the premise of this film is that a young boy, after the Hungarian uprising of 1956, raised by his mother with the tale of an idealised dead father, is confronted with a brutish man who claims to be his real father. Bad daddy. I think my son would love this film. He's always quite gleeful when an evil dad story comes along. Usually after I have seized his PlayStation for various suspected and actual crimes against household harmony. Orphan is a Hungarian language upcoming historical drama film, and it was directed by Laszlo Niemes. It follows the aftermath of the Hungarian uprising against the communist regime in Budapest. He's done two other films, I think, as well, and they're sort of largely in the same period. The uprising was a big story at the time, with some famous events related to it actually occurring in Australia during the 1956 Melbourne Olympics. The Soviet and Hungarian polo teams proceeded to beat the crap out of each other in the pool. Number of documentaries about it. I wasn't able to get a look at a trailer for this, but or a firm release date. I'm sort of wary of endorsing superficially looks like a historical drama film. Quite frequently, the movies themselves just use the historical backdrop as type of wallpaper. The actual historical context is not really important. It's just a bit of setting for the real drama focus. Not sure if Orphan is like that, but I suspect it may be. Our final one on our list is Death by Lightning. And this is an upcoming American historical drama miniseries created by Mike Makowski, based on the 2011 non-fiction book called Destiny of the Republic by Candace Millard. Candace Millard is a journalist, never read any of her work. She seems to have concentrated her focus on late 19th century histories. The show depicts the presidency of James A. Garfield. James A. Garfield was the United States president in the 1880s, and he's not a particularly well-renowned president, mainly because he was assassinated only 6 months into his first term. And he was assassinated by this guy called Charles Guiteau, who was previously an admirer. It's not one of these creepy stalker stories or anything like that. He was just rather unhappy that Garfield hadn't given him a job in the US civil service. Back in the day, there was quite a controversy over this issue of the party in power appointing whoever they wanted to the civil service. There was eventually a reform process where this practice was ended. Though looking at contemporary US politics today, you'd think nothing had changed, really. Michael Shannon stars in this production, and he's having quite the career at the moment. There are quite a few people oohing and aahing about this production on YouTube, but there's nothing concrete yet on a release date. There's also a couple of fake trailer vids as well, which people have been ranting about AI. Well, you can't make that mistake here on History in Minutes. We're certainly not AI. This is not an AI voice. You could probably tell that by how inarticulate it is at times. That's all for this week. Please keep an eye out for our new channel, and we will update you next week on the precise links and details. Thank you for listening.